Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, everybody, what's going on? I'm Rob Sestrino, back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of November 2nd, 2021, here on News AF.
If a story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual.
Yeah. Wow. I was just thinking, like, nobody does, like, a video podcast, almost like if you were at Benihana and, like, but does like tricks with like the equipment and like throws the microphone in the air. I mean, that would be really exciting if anybody could crack that nut. I mean, that
could be annoying.
Could be annoying, but if you made a lot of noise, I think it would be no good. But if you could do it sort of like silently, I guess think that would be the trick. If you like threw the microphone up with one hand, caught it with the other.
Onion volcano.
Yeah. Maybe if you had like all your equipment, like had like some smoke come out of it because the equipment gets hot.
Yeah. You'd have to use some wireless equipment though, then probably if you're going to do the flips.
If you had
tricks,
like a Bluetooth
right?
headset, like threw it up in the air, it could land on your ears. Mm-hmm. That's something to think about. I think, in 2022.
Do you think I think maybe for like a Twitch gamer or something, that would be better because. Don't you think we'd lose our train of focus and like you probably wouldn't come up with as many puns if you were focused on spinning your mic?
I think that it's all part of being a five tool podcaster. It's like, can you dazzle with the eyes? Can you dazzle the ears? It's all part of, you know, things that we can work towards. So here we are in year six. I mean, who knows where we'll be by year eight, year nine, doing all sorts of things like throwing a ball from one window and then Danny catches it in another. It's all just stuff that we could be working on. But first, let's welcome in a man who is multi-talented, a jack of all trades, master of many, pickleball's top influencer, America's dad. Here's Tyson Apostle.
What's up, guys? Yeah, that is right. I am a jack of all trades, master of all trades. Mm-hmm. And it's...
You're
really my burden to bear.
The king of all trades, not even the jack of all trades.
Yeah, the king of all trades, which is too higher than trades. A jack. The ace, that's the highest, right?
Mm-hmm. Can you weld? So.
Probably.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. You show me how. I've welded before. I made a stained glass window in high school.
You weld stained glass.
Yeah, I didn't know that either.
Soldering.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the same.
It almost counts. Mm-hmm. Listen, guys.
Yeah.
If you ever have to build a stained glass in high school art and you want to do something intricate, fine, but you're not going to have enough time to finish it. So what you do is you take a giant piece of one single piece of stained glass, break it, and then solder it all together. Then you don't have to...
Life hack.
Together. Then you life don't hack. Have to grind and shape anything. It's already going to fit together as a puzzle.
Mm-hmm. Grinding's the best part.
But it takes forever.
Love a good grind on some stained glass.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure you do.
A stained glass window.
You did?
Yeah, I remember that. It didn't look great.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm saying. Did you finish it?
It's in a cathedral currently. Yeah. On loan.
Alone. Wow. Well, you've sounds like you're a master of all trades as well. Mm-hmm.
Grinder D.
He always finishes when he's grinding. Here he is, Vascular D.
Oh, woo! So good to
VD.
Be
VD.
So good to be here. And I've got an update that didn't make our news list.
Okay.
Remember Pop-Tarts? Remember the strawberry Pop-Tart lawsuit?
Yep.
Yeah, just there wasn't enough strawberry.
Who were joining us that missed last week's episode, we talked about a class action lawsuit. Somebody was suing Kellogg's. Not enough real strawberry in strawberry Pop-Tarts.
So the person responsible for that is a New York-based attorney named Spencer Sheehan, and he has...
I thought you were going to say it was Post.
He has filed more than 400 lawsuits like this.
Yes.
Okay.
His big thing is vanilla, and he was going after Hint of Lime for a while. But supposedly his...
what was the case against Hint? I mean, Hint of Lime in the real name.
Not real lime. He was a big Hint of Lime
hint.
Guy.
It's a hint.
No, no lime. But if there's no lime, then even a hint is more, right?
120 of those 400 lawsuits are vanilla lawsuits that are disputing whether a product contains any vanilla.
Yeah.
So this one person, and by the way, I read the whole article. It was on NPR and it came out maybe 2 days after we talked about Pop-Tarts.
Mm-hmm.
And he talks about doing this for the little guy who's being screwed over by big, mean corporations.
By big vanilla.
But here's the interesting thing. Cats. At the very end of the article, it talks about how most of his cases are settled out of court for probably large sums that we don't know. We don't know how much he's making. So I don't know how much this guy's battling for the little guy when he's taking home huge chunks of money and not changing the industry at all. Because supposedly, if I read this correctly, once you take that out of court settlement, the company doesn't have to do it. That's it. They're done. They don't have to make any changes. So he's not advocating for change. He's not advocating for real lime in that Hint of Lime product. He's just getting his payoff. And then the company goes on doing what they're doing. Mm. So as we said, remember we said, this is just, you know, who are these people doing all these lawsuits? Now we know they're just greedy guys who like to sue corporations with deep pockets, pretend like they're doing it for the little guy, take the out of court settlement, and then move on to the next Hint of Lime or vanilla.
I'd do it. I can't believe it.
400 lawsuits. This guy, you said he files two or three lawsuits a week.
I was feeling so good last week that I felt like finally we had an advocate, somebody fighting for us. And it turns out just another person taking advantage of the system.
Yeah. Just, and by the way, America. Maybe we benefit here and there from his lawsuits on the offhand that a company does change.
Did you check your email and sign up for the class action lawsuit against Kellogg's, or did you forego that?
No, I didn't. Did you get one? Did you get an email from Kellogg's?
Oh, so if you were in the class action lawsuit, are you seeing that money, Danny?
So it does say that some people will see payouts occasionally, but in reality, he gets most of the money and then the companies aren't required to do anything.
Well, in fairness, he did do most of the work.
No, I agree, but you can't say you're doing it for the little guy and you're working against corporate greed if you're willing to settle out of court.
In fairness, his nickname for himself is the little guy.
Do you think that every day he goes home from work and his wife's like, who'd you get today? And he's like, it's the perfect scheme. Like, I get a ton of money from these companies, and from the outside, I almost look like a hero.
Yeah. I'm a warrior. For those who can't fight for themselves.
Yeah. And then him and his wife have a 17 hour long tantric sex party.
Wow.
And then he goes back. Yeah. He goes back to work the next day. Travis in the chat says, don't let this lawyer hear about pickleball.
Ooh.
There's no pickles in it. There's no pickle.
Great. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good point. And he's not above.
It's like, it's pickle colored.
Yeah, sure. It's kind of like a weak pickle color. Pickle.
Yeah.
Man. What would we name it?
Tyson.
Tyson.
You could be building a home on a bed of sand right now with the pickleball industry being so vulnerable like this.
To these wet lawsuits.
Wet sand is just coming out from underneath me. Uh-oh. Oh, what do I do? I don't know.
Get your law degree, like so many celebrities are currently doing.
Yeah, I'm waiting till I go to prison to get my law degree.
Oh, that's smart.
Are celebrities getting their law degrees?
Yeah, I've read. Well, Kim Kardashian was a big one. She was working on it, and then
hanging out with Danny.
Yeah, Pete Davidson.
Then also another celebrity was starting a television reality show about her getting her degree as well. So it's going to become a thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they can go on to sue these food corporations for false advertising. For the little guy, not for the reality TV show or the big payout that they do, behind closed doors, but for the little guy.
Well, wasn't Kardashian's father famously a lawyer?
Yes. Robert Kardashian.
Right. Yeah.
Bob Kardashian.
I think it's just in the family. Mm-hmm. All the lawyers I know, most of the lawyers I know, really, really hate their job.
Oh, wow.
How many lawyers do you know?
This is like a big revelation. Size?
A handful. Yeah.
A handful.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's great.
5 to 10.
5 to 10 okay. lawyers.
Yes.
Don't like and, their job.
I don't know any of them that are like, I love my job.
Because they're suing the wrong
making
people.
Making an impact. I really feel like I'm, you know, I enjoy going to the office every day. None. Mm-hmm. Not one.
Although, in fairness, I think that most people don't like their job.
Yeah.
What if we called it something different besides job?
Like what?
I don't know.
Oh, kind of like Facebook, like a name change would make everything better.
Would Which, do a by hard the way, reset.
I had to send a text that referenced Facebook. I refused to call it Meta. And I thought, what if we all just agreed we were not going to call it anything other than Facebook?
So you had to send a text about Facebook's parent company.
Yeah, I was referencing Facebook. I was referencing the joke about how I got some misinformation on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And I wrote the joke, and then I wrote Facebook. I'm like, oh, wait, it's not called Facebook anymore. But
no, the social network is still Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh, the parent company.
The parent company is Meta. It's like Google.
It's like Google Alphabet.
Right.
Whatever.
Yeah.
It's probably just for some liability stuff where they know that everyone's
Facebook's
going to
get
Facebook.
Sued or
it's going down the tubes, but
there's
they don't
no faces
like,
in Facebook.
Yeah, have the bad name for like the virtual reality hellscape they're working on.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think ultimately the whole Meta thing is going to swallow up all obviously everything else, like everything.
Yeah.
You're going to transport your Facebook profile into Meta. And all those people are going to be absorbed and become virtual friends.
But won't it be cool when we do the podcast all in the same, like we put on our VR headset and then that's when I can do the like Benihana, like throwing the microphone up in the air.
Oh yeah, you're right. But then we'll be in Zuckerberg's world.
Come for the podcast. Stay for the show.
Is that really where we want to be?
Do we all have to cut our own bangs like Zuckerberg does? Or do you think we'll still be able to
I mean,
go
you could have
our,
whatever hair you want, Tyson. I mean, you were talking about on Facebook, AKA Meta yourself recently about how you wish that you could smash the hourglass and go back to having abs. Well, in the metaverse, you can podcast with no shirt on and have rippling abs.
A 15 pack.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And honestly,
could be distracting.
If somebody came to me and just were like, you can have the most statuesque physique captured from the prime of your life, but even improve some from that.
Yep.
But in exchange, you can't work out ever again.
Okay.
Take that in a heartbeat.
What you're describing, Rob, is basically what Madonna's doing right now with every picture she posts.
What's she photoshops doing? It.
Oh, so hard. She takes off 45 years. Wow, with
Danny is on the Madonna photo beat.
How can you can't escape Madonna? She's everywhere with her filters. And
is
you're
she
like,
everywhere? Because I have not really heard about Madonna in a long time.
You don't read the
Are you sure you were hearing about Madonna and not Moderna, Danny? I feel like there's a lot of news about Moderna.
So Moderna is using a lot of filters
to
make their product appear like it's not giving teenagers heart problems.
Mm.
So hold up.
It's
Danny.
Madonna. Madonna. I can't believe neither of you have been affected by the Madonna photo scandal. These are the oppressing issues in our life that really has.
Rob, when's the last time that you just like randomly bumped into any Madonna news?
No, not recently. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Guys, she was on the cover of some magazine and
maybe it was news I don't know
because no, the reason it was news is because she was recreating Marilyn Monroe's last photo shoot before she died. So it was controversial for that fact. And then on top of that, she had been smoothed out because she's 60 something, but they had, and this is a trend that's been going on for a while where she de-ages herself using filters. Mm-hmm. That's what Meta is for. What Tyce is describing with his 20 pack and, you know, his amazing good books in Meta, that's what it's going to be used for. You thought catfishing was bad now. I mean, it's going to be just, nothing's going to be real in Meta. I mean, Facebook's already pretty much fake.
Okay.
Half the users are AIs, but Meta's going to be 10 times worse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
Well, and with that gloomy update on
keep us posted if there's any more Madonna Photoshop news. We'll get to the bottom of that.
DePeat in the chat says that your algorithm's off for some reason. Then Danny, the news you're getting fed is askew.
Too many Madonna stories.
I confuse the crap out of my algorithm because I click on all sorts of random stuff.
So they can't track you.
And my algorithm spends most of its time wondering what the hell is going on with my news consumption. It doesn't know where to go.
Yeah.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, let's talk about some big topical news. And Tyson, I saw you had an update recently reminding parents to take the candy to the local police station for x-rays.
I suggested they go to the emergency room.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you remember that growing up?
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a thing that gets advertised anymore, right? But like when we were growing up, I thought
they're trying to keep people away from the emergency rooms in the non-urgent situations right now.
But this is urgent, dude. Candy. I don't think anybody's ever found a razor blade in candy. I could be wrong.
Top story at this hour, the authorities in Ohio have found two sewing needles in Halloween candy.
Terrifying. All it takes is one of these stories to make everyone think that every piece of candy in their kid's bag has a needle in it.
The candy was found to be tampered after a citywide trick-or-treat on Saturday night. They were aware of two pieces of candy being involved. Now, Danny, do you think that is that one Kit Kat bar that's two pieces of candy?
That counts as two pieces.
Adam in the chat says he saw it and this looked fake. Like it's like the shrimp tails in the cereal.
I like Adam's.
Suspicions. You just have to take it with a grain of salt until proven otherwise, because it's so easy to put something like this out there knowing it's going to gain a ton of traction.
But what do they have to gain? Who is gaining from this story?
Views. They just get views the and police, then they get to laugh.
The police, the news organization. That's what I'm asking. Who's benefiting?
The people who submitted the needles in
But we don't even know their names, so they haven't gained that much.
Okay, so it's millennials who are like, let's see if we can make some nationwide news.
I guess it's potentially some good publicity for the police department. Like it seems like that they're out there protecting the kids. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know that what does somebody have to gain by putting needles in candy?
They have sick people out there, Tyson.
Yeah, that's easily understood. There's people who want to cause other people harm.
But then there's also people who want to cause fake front page news because they just want to laugh.
But usually when a person is doing something to gain attention, meaning like to be, followers, money, whatever, it's pretty obvious.
But that's not what they want. They just want the front page news to be caused by them. And then they'd be like, look, I actually took a Kit Kat bar. I put the needles in it myself. And then I took a picture of me opening it with the needles poking out. And now everybody's scared. Hilarious.
The other thing is, and this I'll give this to Adam. If just one piece of candy was found to have a needle, that seems more suspicious than if they had found 10 pieces of candy. Like someone at random just put, it seems like it would be if it was some sick dude out there trying to kill kids, he would have done more than one just Kit Kat. He would have gone all in.
Yeah. Do you think that maybe it's another candy maker that Kit Kat, too much of a market share that maybe people once get there, like M&M's?
Well, they're probably owned by the same company. I feel like Mars. When it comes to candy. Mars is they're in control of everything. And what's funny is that Mars might be the one pulling all the strings, like the Illuminati. the perfect, backdrop for a company like that is, oh, we make candy. We're trying to bring joy to the world, but they're super sinister.
They've got their own
deals and back rooms.
They've got their own frat house set up in DC for all the senators to go and party.
Unlimited candy.
Yeah.
So this took place. This happened in Ohio that they opened up a local hospital, the ProMedica Fostoria Community Hospital, Tyson. They are offering to provide X-rays of any candy
that
people had gotten during this specific event.
So then you can just like jam radioactive X-rays into your candy before you eat it.
Mm-hmm. Does that make it any worse?
Mm-hmm. Probably.
I do wonder if bombarding it with X-rays would somehow make it all poisonous.
Yeah.
I guess if you had a ton of candy, all my kids counted their candy and then told me how many times. One of my kids had 355 pieces of candy.
Wow. Total.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is a lot. Well, now imagine Marlo got the cute bonus everywhere we went. Because she's three and super cute. They gave her extra everywhere we go.
What'd she end up with?
Dude, she had a big full bucket overflowing and Bergen had about 3/4 of that.
Oh,
and Bergen went to more houses.
So if you bombard a full bucket with X-rays, I feel like that could be a problem.
Or you could become a superhero.
Hmm. Yeah, maybe next Halloween you'll glow in the dark without any help.
Here's the future to be safe. Here's the future to be safe. The only candy that's going to exist is Nerds.
Nerds? No. Why?
It's so small. You can't hide a razor blade. You can't hide a needle in it. There's no, it's hard. It's got a hard candy shell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's the safest. You'd have to go to a lab to create something that looked like a Nerd that was disastrous for the human health.
I feel like Nerds are dangerous for your teeth just by themselves.
Yeah, you could break a tooth.
I feel like they're the worst thing to chew on. Mm-hmm. You're going to break a tooth.
Hmm.
They're already dangerous.
Have you eaten a lot of candy this week?
Yeah, but not any Halloween candy. Mine's all store-bought.
Oh.
I had two.
Wait, so you go and buy it, and that's the only stuff you'll eat is straight from the store. You don't dig into
it. I need the good stuff. No, it's all the same. Everybody went out and bought the same Costco bag of candy. Mm-hmm. And so it's just a repeat. Every house you go to.
Not a lot of variety out there.
No, not a lot of variety. You're not seeing a lot of European candies, mm-hmm. you know, candies from Central America.
The good stuff.
You're just seeing Costco candy every house.
Okay. What's the weirdest candy your kids got? Cause Bergen pulled out a candy that was tea flavored candy.
Okay.
Tea? A hard candy. Yeah. Like T-E-A. Yeah. Tea flavored candy. She pulled it out. I looked at it. I was like, should I try it? She's like, no, I want it. I was like, okay. And so I gave it to her, but it looked like a Werther's, but it was tea flavored and like a hard candy. Travis in the chat says, if Nerds stands to benefit, maybe they are responsible for the needles. Worth looking into. We're definitely worth looking into.
Yeah.
Let's get that guy suing all these candy places to actually do some good.
Yeah.
Take him let's down. Put him to work.
Yeah.
For the man.
That's right. This Kit Kat says that no mention of needles.
She'll settle out wafer, of court for $5 million.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So everybody, be careful out there.
Eating, I don't know if we've ever talked about this, but if you get any kind of metal in your stomach, I've seen several stories about, you know, those bristle brushes you clean your barbecue with?
Yeah.
If you get those things in your stomach.
Yeah.
It's like a bomb going off in your gut. So,
I read something about that. And I had one and then I was I couldn't go near my barbecue anymore.
It's terrifying. Throw those things away because it's better to have a dirty grill than.
But also if you accidentally eat a 6-inch piece of super stringy wire.
Yeah.
How's that getting past your mouth all the way down into your stomach?
No, but the little the barbecue bristles are it's like a 1/2 inch. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, maybe we'll eventually mutate into being able to create a pearl around those hard things that we eat, and then it comes out smooth.
That would be so cool.
It'd be valuable too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. The bird of the year has been named for 2021. Tyson, big news.
Ooh, Oriole?
No.
Tanager, Western Tanager?
No.
United States bird or worldwide?
No, this is New Zealand. Turkey. They named bird of the kiwi. Year for 2021.
Kiwi.
No.
Bird of paradise.
No.
Ooh, kiwis are cute.
No. The bird of the year is the bat.
Is a bat a bird?
No.
It is not. Yes. It is a non-bird.
That's stupid.
Yeah.
Bergen, while I walked her into her school this morning, said, "Dad, have you ever seen a bat nest?" And I was like, "A what?" And she's like, "A bat nest." And I was like, "Bats don't live in nests. And if you say that to anybody in school, then you can't wear your Nature with Tyson shirts anymore." So I told her they lived in caves and in dark holes and stuff.
That's interesting. My little girl brought up a bat story. She asked me if I'd ever heard of a fox bat. What is it called?
Yeah, flying fox.
Flying fox. And yeah. I'm like, no, that doesn't. What are you talking about? And
yeah, they're also called fruit bats.
Flying fox is a thing. Dude, they're freaking giant and terrifying. Yeah,
when I was on Survivor in Fiji, you would see them flying over at night.
Thank you. Bird of the year? No, there's a million. There's a million cute birds that you could call. You know, you should be using as bird of the year. To give it to a bat just seems wrong.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did. Bats Why? Are New Zealand's only native land mammals, and they're classed as a nationally critical. They face a lot of the same threats that native birds do. So this year, we thought we'd try to get more people aware of that.
What a year to pick a bat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind that after that statement. Sure. Yeah. It's fine.
I would like bats less context. Probably.
Yeah.
And I could continue to hate on them for the bat choice.
Have you seen a kiwi in person, Danny? Because I know you went to New Zealand and rode your bike around.
I don't think so. Sorry. No, I can't say that I did.
Mm-hmm.
I saw a lot of beautiful New Zealand. I don't remember seeing any bats.
Mm-hmm. Did you see any birds?
Of course. Lots of birds. Lots of bees. I was riding up
the hill. You ate bird poop. That's where you ate
poop. Where I ate bird poop. And when I was there.
Are you sure it wasn't bat poop, Danny?
Could have been. It was almost afternoon. So I don't know if bats go out in the afternoon. I have battled bats. We used to have a cabin that was filled with bats. Mm-hmm. And I used to go up and battle bats regularly, like trying to seal off their, how they got entry into points. There.
And yeah. What would they do? Fly into you?
Oh, they'd fly all over the place while you're trying to catch them, hit them with tennis rackets.
Tennis rackets?
What?
That's something that did happen. I didn't do it, but someone did hit one with a tennis racket.
On purpose, or they were playing tennis?
Oh, on purpose. Yeah. They were on purpose. Everyone was screaming, and somehow some guy ended up with a tennis racket and took care of it.
All right. Well, Tyson, and that's not something that would ever happen with a pickleball racket, right?
That would be great if you advertise them as, like, you know, great for swatting away nuisances.
No.
Yeah, I've never hit a bat with a tennis racket. Danny also, Rob, I don't know if you ever knew this story.
Where are you going with this?
In Utah, do you remember that couple that died of rabies because they let the bats live in their house with them?
Oh, I didn't know that. Is that true?
Yeah, like probably a handful of years ago in Manti, Danny will know where that is. There's a bat infested house, and the owners just let the bats live in there, and they would handle them, and they would just like climb and stuff, and nobody ever got bit. But the teeny little claws on their skin, not even enough to really break the skin, but enough to get into the bloodstream. I think both the husband and wife died of rabies, and they just thought they were like cohabitating with cute little bats.
Oh my God. All right. Well, let that be a lesson to everybody out there who's, you know, thinking about
if you're listening to New Zealand,
fly around. Okay.
Even just their
Where's
teeny
your bird
little
of
microscopic
now, New Zealand.
Yeah, right.
Microscopic claws are enough to get rabies into your bloodstream, supposedly.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
PSA.
Yes. Tyson, they added this part that they said that the bird of the year is no stranger to controversy. I'll say that, and we always ruffle some feathers.
Boom. Man, everybody's using my saying.
Yes.
I came up with that. Did you know that?
I did not know you came up with that.
Yeah, I didn't come up with it, but if somebody says it wrong, I'll definitely correct them.
Yes, yes. I know Hayden came up with Russell Feathers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Rustling and you put feathers. Him in his place. Yeah. All right. How are you guys sleeping lately?
Bad. Not very well.
Yeah. Very well. Yeah. All right, Danny.
Not very well.
Not very well. Oh, well, here is a tip. You know what? I have been, I was struggling. I didn't sleep great last night. I had a bad headache, but, you know, I've been taking melatonin for a while. And then, you know, I ditched the melatonin and I've just been drinking wine before I go to bed. And that's been helping.
Just a bottle of wine.
No, it's just a glass.
A bottle of wine will help. Well, what about some THC? Is that legal in,
it is Carolinas? Not legal in North Carolina.
Okay. Yeah, I do melatonin sometimes if I am sore from working out or something. I'll do a nighttime Aleve. And if I, but
let's see. Sounds like Rob has something, a secret ingredient to tell us about.
He sure does. Oh,
well, I'll tell you what the story is, that people who do this one simple trick are more likely to have a good night's rest, and that is the sleep. Yes.
Oh. The 4-7-8 method?
Nope. No. Sleep naked.
By the way, not possible if you're a parent who has kids to get up in the middle of the night. My 6-year-old currently, part of the reason I'm not sleeping is because she has night terrors. Mm-hmm. And I can't just run out. You know, that's not helpful. Running out naked. To help a child who can't sleep. So great. Sleep naked if you can. Mm-hmm. But also.
Okay, so hold on, Danny. Let's just explore this a little bit more. So are you saying that the chances are if you're sleeping naked, it means you don't have kids that are having night terrors?
Yeah, so sleep isn't really a problem for you anyway, because if you have kids, 50% of the reason I feel like you can't get a good night's sleep is because of those kids.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Especially the more kids you have, the less sleep you get.
Also, some religions, it's against the commandments to sleep naked.
Yeah, well, the other thing is there was a research done, and this will counteract. It was some health guy talking about sleeping naked.
Yes.
Is that talked about in the story?
No, but I think I know what you're talking about. I saw this on TikTok also where somebody said that you definitely should not sleep naked.
Because your underwear acts as a fart filter.
Yes.
And
is that why?
More sanitary. Yeah, that's what that Rob and I saw the same thing.
Yeah.
What if you just wore a mask over your butthole?
That might work.
I mean, maybe if you had like mask material that you wore as underwear, but I think that would be very hard to sort of like.
Nighttime flatulence is doing its work. You're asleep. You don't know, but it's happening. And that's why that doctor on TikTok, great place to say something like this, advises against sleeping in the nude. So,
Respondents to this survey who reported that they sleep naked versus in pajamas, 53% of the naked sleepers said that they had high quality sleep versus only 27% of pajama sleepers.
Pajamas.
Yeah, you don't wear pajamas. If my underwear is too tight because, you know, I've been bulking up, then I don't sleep well. Mm-hmm. So you got to at least loose underwear.
Yeah, banana hammock. That's what I sleep
underwear.
In.
Loose underwear and then a baggy shirt and no socks for sure. If you're
putting socks. Although Tyson, the no sock thing, I've also seen an article that's saying sleeping in socks is the way to go because it somehow keeps your body cool. So you can find
sleeping in socks keeps your body cool.
That's what I read. It seems counterintuitive because I swear it heats me up, but I have seen that.
So is the idea sleep with socks on instead of a blanket?
I don't know if that's what they were saying, but it sounds like the best way to go and the best look overall is to sleep naked with socks on. Because that's going to
sleep naked with socks on.
Yeah. So if you have to get up and fight an intruder,
that's not a good look for anybody.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's not a good look, but it's going to be comfortable. And like I said, if you have to get up in the middle of night to confront an intruder, he's going to be very upset over your choice of clothing and probably just run away.
Maybe intimidated.
Yeah, for sure. If someone came after you naked, like that guy on Instagram who would pull down his pants, pick a fight and pull down his pants.
He'd start a fight and then
he almost got shot. Naked. Yeah. But when he was had his pants down, people just ran away.
Interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. It's true. I remember that.
By the way, sleep advice, stupid. People are
sleep advice is stupid.
So stupid because everyone is so different. All the conditions they sleep in are so different. You can find advice to support almost any of your sleep theories. It's all over the, it's all over the map when it comes to sleep advice.
Yeah.
I mean, the only sure thing is a bottle of wine a night.
That'll do it. That'll do it. This article also had another interesting factoid. They say that there is a point of no return. If you are not asleep by this exact minute, you need to give up on trying to have a good night's sleep.
I kind of believe what that. Minute? I do believe there is a
what point of guess, no return. What do you guess, Tyson?
Is it like a time in the evening?
Yes, that an you exact should be time.
An amount of time you've laid in bed. If you're not asleep by 10:45,
no, in 15 minutes.
Oh, if you're not asleep in 15 minutes from when you sleep, what is it an exact time on the clock? Exact
time. Yeah. They say you're still awake when the clock hits what time, Danny?
Oh, midnight. Oh, a time of day.
Yeah.
10:30,
2:48 AM. Yeah.
That's interesting. 2:48.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's the cutoff. If you're not asleep by 2:48, forget having a good night's sleep. Now,
survey,
I don't know if
people
saying,
don't have to be up for stuff the next day, so they can afford to stay up till 2:38.
Again, now, survey if it's 2:49, is it just like, well, like, should you get up or just like abandon hope that you'll have a good night's sleep?
Well, and at 2:47, are you in such a panic to get to sleep in the next minute? It's like 2:40.
That happens to me.
Yeah, that.
What if you fall asleep and then wake up again, and as you see it click over to 2:48, and you're like, "Ah, damn it!"
Mm-hmm. Get naked.
Yeah, then that's your only hope.
Take your clothes off.
Get naked. Put your socks on.
I think
have a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
If I went to bed naked, Rachel would definitely press charges. Police would be over there, sir.
Yeah. What do you think about temperature wise?
Oh, it's got to be cold.
Yeah.
Sleep and temperature are closely related. Yeah.
So what they did was they found like a little bit of a correlation between people who want to sleep in a warm room versus a cold room versus people who were introverts and who were shy.
Well, what's the difference? Who sleeps better out of those?
People who sleep in a warm room tend to be a little bit more introverted.
Yeah. Okay. Rachel sleeps in a very warm room.
Very warm room.
So does Liz. Yeah.
I hate it.
Yes.
I need it like high 60s at
yeah. Well, maybe because you're outgoing and adventurous.
Yeah.
Remember that article I read about the differences in temperature preferences by gender and how that was meant to keep men and women away for at least times, you know, so they don't drive each other crazy.
Yeah.
It seems like sleeping is one of those times where if we were sticking to that rule, I think most people would sleep in different rooms. Because my temperature is, I think I could sleep in 68 degrees. Like that's what I want. Liz would prefer it to be 78 degrees probably. And if we didn't have the ability to have tons of blankets on one side and no blankets on the other, it would have to be in another room. I'd have to sleep downstairs and she'd have to sleep upstairs. So sleeping is just one of those things that nobody can seem to get right.
Okay. Let's talk about this is where we could have Danny. I wasn't expecting you to go back to the lawsuit talk, but we have a case of a lawsuit against Pizza Hut that Pizza Hut actually beat in Australia, Danny.
I'm looking at it.
Pizza Hut has won a battle against somebody who was suing Pizza Hut. A man named Adrian Chan last month went to Pizza Hut and found that there was a bottle of ketchup on the table. I'm not sure why you have a ketchup at Pizza Hut.
It's Australia.
Yes. Actually, I want to say
when you go to an American founded restaurant anywhere internationally, they'll put ketchup on the table.
Americans want ketchup. Yeah. Ketchup.
I want to make sure that I have this right. I believe this is, I'm reading this story from an Australian outlet, but I think that maybe this took place in England. Hull, England is where.
Can you do it with a Australian accent?
No, I don't want to be disrespectful.
Okay, fine.
Okay, so the man went to Pizza Hut and he saw a bottle of ketchup on the table. And the bottle of ketchup said something that he found to be offensive.
Because, keep going.
Yes. The bottle of ketchup said Pizza Hut tomato ketchup. I mean, well, that's the offensive part, if I'm being honest. Pizza Hut tomato ketchup. Shake, squeeze, and squirt.
Yeah, I think his taking offense of this says more about him than it does this bottle, because
yes,
that's not bad. That's what you do with ketchup in that
shake,
kind of a
squeeze,
plastic bottle.
And squirt. He demanded that the Pizza Hut tomato ketchup have the tagline removed. He
and
says,
then what would it say?
I'm not sure, but he says
if you don't shake ketchup, you get that watery gunk on the top. I'm not even a ketchup user, and I know about the puddle.
Yeah.
Gross.
So he said that tomato sauce label is something that you would find on an app for swingers. Shake, squeeze, and squirt.
How does he know that?
Yeah.
Otherwise, you just take up, it would be called lift and drip.
Lift, drip.
Lift and drip.
Yeah.
Lift and drip, yeah.
I mean, just hypothetically speaking, does he have a case here? Don't the instructions need to just be simply shake and squeeze? Maybe shake, open cap,
and squeeze? No, because you need to be prepared for the squirt.
And squirt?
Because the squirt can happen all of a sudden and be a lot stronger than you think.
Yes.
But it's true. Like sometimes there are things up in my refrigerator that when I squirt them, I am shocked at how much comes out.
This has not been my experience.
How has it not been your, I want to go up right now and grab stuff. Cause sometimes you'll apply pressure.
Go grab something, Danny.
And then all of a sudden,
the reverse rubber thing that then takes a while to pop out. And as it pops out, it explodes.
Yes. Thank you, Tyson. Yeah. That's what happens. It needs the pressure, you know, it's met and then boom, it comes out. And so the squirt is like a warning, like, hey, you're going to shake, you're going to squeeze, it's going to squirt. And you need to be prepared for that because you don't want to be hit by, you don't want to be collateral damage when it splashes on your plate and gets all over your white tuxedo.
Never be prepared. Yeah.
That you wore to Pizza Hut.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can't. And if it's like sealed up because nobody's used it for a while, it takes that extra hard push.
Yes.
And if you push too hard, it's a full on explosion.
Because it's got the crusty ketchup kind of like sealing up some of the edges. Mm-hmm. So yeah, totally. Yeah. You got it. That's a warning.
Related to this, Aspen in the chat says that she's been diversifying her retirement portfolio by buying two Halloween ketchups and a package of Pokemon Oreos. So, you know, we don't proclaim to have all the answers, but just putting it out there.
Yep. So this man, he's unhappy with the tagline shake, squeeze, and squirt. He says, it's not innocent in my eyes. The barbecue sauce one said squeeze, but the ketchup one said that it put me off using it. It literally sounds like an app for swingers. I do not understand how someone could put that sentence together. It's awful.
This guy's a real killjoy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a wet blanket. Not even the wet blanket you want to have around you like I am. He's just like a constant wet chilled blanket.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not a killjoy, Danny. You just
I lay down a nice cold layer of reality, you know, when people get excited about things. But this guy's a real dud. Like he probably was there by himself, had all the time in the world to, you know, think about and obsess over this tomato ketchup.
So this man was asking for a full refund and that Pizza Hut rebrands the sexualized tomato sauce.
Do you think he was like at Pizza Hut sitting there? His phone battery just died, so he couldn't watch pornography. And then this was just extra frustrating for him.
Perhaps.
He's coming off
of a bad breakup. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So he wanted $48 Australian to be refunded for him.
I'd do that and just be like, and you're never allowed in any Pizza Huts ever again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know what would be great in the metaverse? If you could challenge people to fights.
No.
Like, so you could
do that in real life.
No, but like you could meet together in a virtual space and fight each other. Like you could pick a fight with this guy because you found his lawsuit so ridiculous, and we could team up and like go.
They're never going to do that because you know how many people would be lining up to fight Zach Zuckerberg every day,
or the Paul Logan Paul and his brother.
Yeah, Logan Paul and Mark Zuckerberg's AIs would be.
Yeah, what happens to you if you attack somebody overworked. In the metaverse, Tyson? You get kicked out.
I think you get canceled.
Yeah. I think they should actually make it a thing. Remember the battle for Zach or whatever the name was they were battling for in Ohio or whatever.
Oh,
remember
that? The Josh battle.
Josh battle. Like that actually would be kind of fun in the metaverse to battle for usernames in giant battles.
Yeah. So let me just give you the update. So Pizza Hut did respond to this gentleman. They said, I can only apologize if you were caused any offense or upset on your recent visit to our hut. I like how they call it like they don't even call it Pizza Hut in the email. They call it our hut.
Why don't they? I hope they're like, we don't understand why you found this offensive.
Please know it is not our intention to make any of our guests feel uncomfortable. The wording on our ketchup is not meant to cause offense, and sorry if it was interpreted this way. This has been the labeling on all ketchup bottles in our restaurants for some time now, and I can only apologize if this impacted the enjoyment of your meal.
Eye roll. Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. That's like,
so I don't think they gave him the refund.
Good. That's not encouraging. I think
they told him to basically go shake, squeeze, and squirt.
Yeah.
Go and then come back to us.
For this sexualized ketchup bottle.
Sex. You know, everything could be sexualized, almost everything.
Yeah. Go on. Let's get okay. I like this game. I like
what that's basically what we Rob, do at News AF.
Yep.
Is we sexualize
any object and Danny's gonna
Danny,
sexualize it.
How about an antacid?
Well, give me swallow.
yeah.
Look, all I had to say was swallow. It's like every right, we'll word. They're okay. Not every word.
Okay.
I was obviously being a little dramatic, but a lot of words carry sexualization and shake, squeeze, and squirt.
What about
those are three that I would put in the column of sexualized words for perverts?
Okay. Faith came up with plop, plop, fizz. Why didn't you come up with that, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, he's just, he's a wordsmith. I'm not so much.
Okay. Do you want to talk about the men who have the alleged golden penis syndrome?
Yeah, I read this to Liz this morning at breakfast.
Okay.
Yes. Tyson, what do you think that is? Golden penis syndrome.
Permanent erection?
It could be, but what this article is talking about is that there are some places in this world, such as colleges, that have a majority of a female student body, where the lack of eligible male suitors ends up creating the men who do go to that college to have something which is being called a golden penis syndrome, which is a figurative symptom of these women complaining about these guys who act like that they are these great catches because there's not a lot of other men to compete with
due to scarcity.
Yeah,
just like supply the, chain, actual gold. Yeah, supply, yeah. Supply and demand.
Everything's been damaged. Yeah,
so few dong at college campuses that those that are there are highly valued.
Yeah. And they're ghosting. They're acting like they're God's
acting like
gift.
Jerks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. GPS, they're calling it.
I told Liz that I did graduate college. And so,
yes,
she should be very appreciative.
Yeah. It's not just on college campuses. There are also men in the dating world, especially men with, 4-year degrees and high paying jobs in their 30s and 40s who are unmarried, who also due to the scarcity of these available men, that they also are being found to have the GPS.
And the article does say steer clear of these guys.
Get off your high horse, guys.
Right. Yeah. Right.
By the way, you wouldn't really want a golden dong. That'd be incredible.
You'd be worried about looters coming. castrating you while you sleep, Danny?
Yeah, I mean, that's just one of the many worries. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's walking the least red, you would need like a support system.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I could see some emperor. I bet it would you be some heavy, emperor,
is what you're saying.
Yeah, and I bet you some emperor way back when had like a giant golden cod piece.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we saw that on Goldmember, Austin Powers movie.
Oh, is that? Well, yeah, and that's not even historically accurate. I'm sure that someone like some Assyrian king had like a giant golden dong thing he'd wear. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can kind of see that if there's scarcity. It's one of the reasons I took home ec in high school, but it didn't really pay off for me.
Yeah, that is true. Tyson just hit a good point. A lot of people or guys will take a class that is heavy in the female department, mm-hmm. hoping that, well, that's why you get a lot of like my friends join cheerleading. That's exactly why they joined cheerleading.
Mm-hmm. So yeah. I would say home ec was partly for that, but also it was a very easy class to get an A in.
Hmm.
And you learned some life skills.
I sewed some shorts.
Yeah.
I think I sewed
a pillowcase. Yes. What you actually learned.
Yeah. Yep. All right. I sewed some other stuff. I think we mostly, mine was a sewing class specifically. What else did you sew? It was everything. I just sewed a jacket.
Wild oats?
I sewed a jacket with liner and I did a bunch of cool stuff.
Yeah.
So basically I'm jack of all trades, master of all trades.
Boy. I mean, just think that you could be out there people always say that, being married is like the greatest thing ever. But now I'm just thinking like on the other side of that, there are the men with the GPS out there.
Yeah.
It's almost like this, being
you're going to go find your own
all it's cracked up to be.
You're going to go find your own GPS, or you could be a GPS if you weren't married.
Guys, I don't even know what that would look like to find my own GPS.
The truth is you just got to stay at college campuses and mm-hmm. take like 5 million credits and just be working on 3 or 4 different degrees. That's why so many people go on to get their PhDs.
Yes. That's what's going on.
See what I mean? See what I mean? When it comes to the ketchup, all I had to say was PhDs. And
no, I didn't even catch that. I just thought it was funny that people are only getting PhDs.
That's why people are going back to school.
To stay in the pool.
That's what I mean. Yeah. To stay in the pool, to have the GPS. And to get their PhD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So be on the lookout for people with the
GPS. Be on the lookout.
Danny, are you going to go back to school?
I'm considering it. If something should happen to Liz, that's my only option is to go back and, finally get that degree.
Nice.
Good idea. Yeah. Well, it's not just any school. You got to go to the right schools.
You got to go to the right. Well,
I think most colleges are now the ratio of mm-hmm. female to male is mm-hmm. leaning heavily male. And
well, I don't even think you have to be in college, Jay. I think you just have to be in the dating pool now.
Well, yeah, but this article mostly talks about college.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
You have to be successful and in the dating pool.
Danny, you want to get to this week's bolt hole?
Let's do it. Okay,
here we go. Take it away, Danny's bolt hole. Mm.
To my bolt hole, I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Eternally
mission. The song is like, it's necessary. It's a nice segue into
Alice Cooper didn't let bats stay at his house, right?
I think probably he just did. Ate the heads off of them.
And that was Ozzy Osbourne.
Yeah.
And look where it got him. Now we can't even understand what he's saying. Probably
because he's like 190 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, do you want to live to 190? Start eating bat heads. Do you? I think it was a dove, actually.
Town. Painted black?
I don't remember.
Mm.
I would love that if someone asked Ozzy, like, hey, how did you get to this advanced age? Which I don't think he's that old.
But Dr. Pepper, 10 cigars a day and one
sleeping naked.
Sleeping naked, wearing socks and nothing else. Speaking of living a long life, that's kind of what I'm going to talk about.
Wow,
I came across this because I've been thinking about how when you die, What you really do is you leave everyone who's...
Where do we go when we die, Dan?
No. You leave everyone who's still alive a ton of work. Uh-huh. Like, I was thinking, as I died, as I'm fading away, part of me would be like, oh, I'm so glad I don't have to deal with, you know,
me
filling
dying.
The blank there anymore, like taxes or filling up my car or car insurance.
That would be your last thought.
I would think so. Like, I don't have to deal with any of that stuff.
Sweet, sweet slumber.
Yeah.
But there is a movement in Sweden. It's called death cleaning. Uh-huh. And it's kind of, I really like this. I came across this article on France 24. And what it talks about is the practice of, as you get older, you just kind of clear out all your garbage that you've collected over, let's say, 80 years of life that your family is going to have to sort through and throw away. Right. So you get to do that. Mm-hmm. And it's your last act of kindness before passing on. And I totally like that idea.
Well, I thought you said you just liked that you would be on your deathbed and thinking about how, boy, I'm glad I got away with it.
I don't have to do anything.
But that's how you die if you're a jerk, right? You're like, that's die someone else's some problem dignity. Now.
Throw out your garbage.
Yeah, this is like dying with dignity, going through, sorting through all of that stupid stuff that nobody's, all of the stuff that you've held on to for so long, 60 years, 70 years, 80 years of stuff. Think about all of that your family's going to have to sort through. This is what it should be. As you
That's
get older.
Not even what I was thinking about. I was thinking about like, okay, if I die right now, Rachel doesn't know how to pay the mortgage. Mm-hmm. Rachel doesn't know how to pay the power bill. Rachel doesn't know how to pay any of the utilities.
Yeah.
And if she dies, I have no clue how to contact our health insurance.
Hmm. Yeah, I think about that too. I don't even know where my kids go and when. Like, I don't know where ballet takes place.
Yeah.
I don't, I'm like, basically, would you say, we're all staying here because I don't know exactly where to take you. And the kids can't give me good directions.
Yeah, they'd probably lie and be like we get McDonald's right now.
Yeah,
this would.
Is McDonald's time.
But this, Tyson, isn't referring to what happens, you know, when you have this is all later in life. Like the story they talk about an 84-year-old woman, and if you want to be a nice parent, this is what you should do. You should get rid of all that clutter and you get to make the decision on what you consider valuable or not. And then everyone will thank you. Their last thought won't be, why did mom or dad keep all this crap?
Yeah. Gross. I don't need his false teeth.
Yeah. His false teeth, his BlackBerry, the 100 Apple iPads that are all shattered.
Yeah. Wouldn't they still need their false teeth? Maybe old ones.
These were old ones. Yeah, these are the older models. Yeah. I do like this because many times you bump into people whose parents have died or last parent has died, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. What have you been up to? And they're like,
cleaning
out the house. Like, there's so much, and he's kind of a hoarder, and that's going to make it hard. And I'm just like, gross, dude. I would just pay an arsonist to light that thing up. And then claim insurance.
Come in like those people. I think it was like the movie 1984 with the flamethrowers and like torching everything. There was a book, by the way, that talks about this. It's called The Gentle Art of Swedish Death Cleaning, How to Free Yourself and Your Family from a Lifetime of Clutter. So if you're nearing that time in your life where you might be passing on, maybe get this book, get some inspiration. It's like the Marie Kondo or whatever name of death.
Yeah.
And get to work, because seriously, don't leave the people you air quotes love with a ton of work after you die.
Yeah. Now this is no joke that my grandmother died a year and a half ago. And it was like a solid year for like my mom and my aunt to like go through the house and like go through all this stuff.
My grandma had stacks of newspapers. Like just stacks of newspapers, probably took dumpsters full of garbage.
Mm-hmm.
Don't do that. Let's all adopt this Swedish practice. Let's make this a thing for my sake, so that your kids don't go in there and the last thing they think is, well, then they find all your weird stuff that you kept.
Yeah,
we'll
get rid of that at the very least. Yeah.
Yeah. At the very, very least, get rid of that stuff. That'll totally change your kids' perception of you as a parent.
Yeah. All right. Anything else, Danny?
No.
I thought of you. I saw there was an article about there's a problem with the toilet on the International Space Station, Danny.
Yeah, I was confused by that. I didn't read into the story because it mentioned SpaceX. I knew the SpaceX shuttle had a problem with the toilets when the civilians went up. It's leaking. And I do know that the alternative to toilets in space is crapping into an adhesive bag. And I did wonder, just reading the headline, if that's what they were reverting to.
Yeah, I think they're going to have to go back to the undergarments.
Oh, like a diaper?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's just space. Space is a tough environment, and especially going to the bathroom, which is something seems so, you know, we do it every day, take for granted. And now it's like in space, you got to poop into a bag in front of people. That's the worst part, is like if you're in one of those shuttles, people are looking you in the eye like you're a dog crapping on a lawn.
SpaceX was supposed to be bringing a capsule to the ISS, but I think this has been a problem.
Why can't you, why don't they have a poop vacuum?
They do. That's the system they have, is kind of like, no, they've toyed with vacuum blender. Yeah. It's really difficult to get rid of waste. Like I know with one of the blender systems they were working with, what was happening is a poo was freezing on the outside as it would be ejected into space. That led to a clog. And then the blender turned poo into dust, which then went back into the space station as like these fine particles of poop dust that would float around and get over everything. So yeah, it's not easy. They actually have to, before they go to space, they have a practice toilet that astronauts have to poo on, where they have a camera that they can see their butt and make sure they're lining up their butt with the vacuum. And they have to practice on that toilet. So going poo in space or even pee is not easy. And it's not a simple problem to solve.
Not easy.
What about in a space outhouse where you have to go outside, but then the outhouse, it's a latrine, so the hole just like drops down into space?
I don't know. There's no easy solution with those temperatures.
Yeah, that is interesting. Of sort of like, so you just like, you poop into like, basically there's like a, I'm trying to think of what it's called. Like basically like when I that they basically just like, then you go back inside, but then I guess if you open it up into the vacuum of space, how would you get back in without letting the poop in?
Yeah, exactly. What they really need to do is, in every sci-fi film where people travel through space for lengthy periods of time, they have a giant rotating cylinder using centrifugal force, right, to create some kind of gravity. That's what we need, because then all these technical problems, it seems like a lot of them go away, like bone atrophy, muscle density, you know, issues, going to the bathroom.
And invent artificial gravity.
Yeah, we need artificial gravity. Then you could just poo in comfort in space with a regular toilet.
Yeah, that's maybe. Yeah, I guess you could do that. I mean, man, I don't know. Maybe there's a way to just ingest liquids only and not poop at all.
You know what the worst part is? I read that any piece of equipment that has to go to the space station has to be tested vigorously on the Vomit Comet. You know, the plane that goes up and recreates zero G. And something I read, it talked about how there are people who have to go up and crap into that toilet during zero G. Yeah. And can you imagine the pressure of people watching you on a plane and then pooing on cue?
Right.
I do it like this.
Yeah.
With two shakas as I'm pooping, making eye contact with the whole panel of people.
Shake, squeeze, and squirt.
Yeah. I love your confidence.
I'm doing it. Yeah. What would you do? How would you?
I think you get a guy with GPS, because they're probably overconfident. Golden anyway.
Penis syndrome. Yeah.
And then so they don't
all
even
future
care.
Astronauts are going to be guys who suffered from extreme GPS in college.
I'm sure astronauts all have GPS. Yes, at least especially old school astronauts. Yeah. I mean, what kind of a flex is that? Very few people can meet you on that. That's why they kept Jeff Bezos off the list, because he was going to kind of dilute the power of that flex if he was on the list of astronauts. So, yeah, you know what? Keep an eye on that, because eventually you and me and Tyson will all be in space on a joyride. We're going to want a working toilet.
Okay.
Yeah, I heard that Jeff Bezos, too, when he went on his trip to quote unquote space, he had he has a guy specifically who is hired only to scream at people while Jeff Bezos is pooping, not to look at Jeff Bezos.
That's not true, but
don't look at him.
I would like that. I would like a person who screamed at other people not to look at me.
In like all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, great job once again, Danny. What's coming up for you? What's your hat today also, Danny?
Oh, I think it's an outdoor company. It's white. Yeah. It's a big look. Yes. I don't like white clothing with kids. I wear almost all black all the time, but
yeah,
I went with white and my kid got chocolate on it almost not immediately, but pretty quickly. Mm-hmm. And then of course you try to wipe off chocolate. Now it just looks like you're trying to hide something that happened to your hat. It's like,
Danny, have you been to space?
Yeah, pretty much. That's what this would look like once I came back down to Earth.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm just doing the usual things, planning trips, making movies
or
YouTube episodes.
Classic movies. We call them movies. My family likes to sit
in the biz.
With
I can watch a YouTube movie of Ryan reviewing toys.
Oh, I really hate Ryan. My kids refound Ryan and I argued with them. And I said, turn this off. I hate Ryan. Like, no, Dad, we like it.
Wealthiest YouTuber, I think.
Yeah.
I don't know. Blippi might be up there.
No, Blippi's on the list of top 10, but I do think Ryan is the wealthiest.
Yeah.
Or was, at least as of a year ago.
Ryan was just like throwing water balloons at in his backyard.
Wait till they discover Mr. Beast.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to hear endlessly about all the things Mr. Beast did, which I don't mind Mr. Beast.
I think he's going
to
do a real life Squid Game.
Who?
I thought Mr. Beast.
Yeah, I don't mind Mr. Beast. I just hate being compared to Mr. Beast and all of his money all the time. Like, Dad, how many Lambos could you afford? I'm like, none. Like, well, Mr. Beast bought this guy one and he won it because he was able to eat 10 crackers in under 30 seconds.
Wow.
I'm like, dude, kids, I'm not Mr. Beast, nor will I ever be. Stop comparing me.
Mr. Beast is my father.
Hey. Please. So yeah, they'll get into Mr. Beast and then you'll be like, Ryan,
call me Danny Beastman.
Yeah,
well, we'll figure out a way to be YouTube famous one day.
One day. Yeah,
maybe.
Tyson, what's coming up for you?
Maybe go to New Mexico this weekend. Maybe not.
Yeah.
I haven't decided yet.
Yes.
And then I just got, you know, this is the first of three podcasts I do throughout the week.
Yes.
And then do some pickleball. And I think that's it.
Yes.
How about you, Rob? You've got this is the 80th of the 400 podcasts you do each week.
Yes. Yes. So podcasting away. And I talked about some Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen movies this weekend.
Oh, nice. Yeah. That's exciting.
What are they in?
Some old ones. I talked about one called It Takes Two and another one called The Challenge, where Tyson, they actually competed in a Survivor type show.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was it enjoyable?
You know, I remember reading that they were. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, the podcast was enjoyable. We'll put it like that.
They were one of the first celebrity billionaires. I remember years ago that their empire was close to $1 billion before it became a huge thing with the Kardashians. Mm-hmm. Those two really, really were early in on making the most.
They got in early. Yeah. So yeah, just podcasting away. And then, we'll go back into, Survivor and see, the back half of the cliffhanger.
Oh yeah. I mean, we can all predict kind of how it's going to go.
Yeah. Yeah. So we'll see what happens in part two of Danny. You should check out the Survivor this week. They're getting into time travel.
Oh, I freaking love time travel.
Dude, you love this. So what they do is they're bending it on a linear plane and then creating a wormhole.
Nice.
If I understood it correctly, is that what you understood, Rob?
That's been my understanding of it. Yeah.
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 Okay.
So, all right. Well, exciting. Can't wait to see people travel time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going
to
be nice.
I don't know if I want them to be ambassadors of our time as they travel forward and backwards, but who knows? They could do any worse than, you know, modern day politicians.
Yeah.
Rob, are you doing any Netflix shows?
Yeah. So I think we're going to look at Shameless.
The US version.
Yeah. A little tricky though, because there's so much of it. I don't know exactly how we're going to cover it.
Okay.
Last week I watched a movie called Night Teeth. Danny, did you see that?
What's it called?
Night Teeth. It's a vampire movie.
Oh, you know, I think it's been on like the Halloween suggested playlist.
Yes, yes.
Oh, I got Megan Fox.
Yeah, for a couple minutes.
Oh, that's all you need.
Keep me interested.
Yeah.
That's how I watch Transformers.
Yeah. So it was a movie. Not unlike the
definition. By definition.
37% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So it was something. All right. Anything else?
No, just excited for next week to get here as soon as possible.
I'll be back next Tuesday for more News AF. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
We did it, guys.